This is Chopped Cheese.
This is Chopped Cheese.
The furthest thing you'll find from serious on the internet. Having fun, talking about life and current events. Let's do this. You're listening to Chopped Cheese with Swigs, Jix, and Goose.
Welcome back, Chopped Cheese, to another episode. Swigs, Jix, and Goose, your favorite hood opinion piece. Seems like these comedians just can't keep still these days, man.
What happened now?
Hearing some fake-ass comedian, rapper-turned-comedians out there thinking he the shit.
Who's that?
Talking about Trouble Man?
Yeah, your boy T.I., your favorite rapper.
I just seen that motherfucker on, he was on
a
roasting show.
He's a bozo over there.
What, Comedy Central?
It's not a new show. There's a show where people sit in like a classroom and they roast each other.
You put me onto that shit a minute ago.
Yeah, he's on the new season. He's in the new season.
It was All Deaf Digital Joint?
Is that what it's called?
That shit is hilarious. Mm. He's in it?
Yeah, he's in it this season.
Yeah, I don't think I'd watch it if he was in it.
He was trash. He's not funny. I don't know. What's this transition
he's
to comedy?
He's corny funny.
So he's been trying to do comedy and
for like as a year, late, right?
Yeah, supposedly something like that.
Yeah.
I think it's a fucking act. It's like a bunch of bullshit. But some shorty supposedly made a joke about his rape allegations.
But wait, she was a comedian.
She's a comedian. To paint the picture, shorty was on stage. She herself was a comedian. She had the stage. She made a joke, whether it was inappropriate or not. She made it about T.I.
And he ain't like it.
And he didn't like it. Like, yo, my guy, you're a comedian.
Comedy, and he doesn't you're like a bozo. Somebody says something
yeah,
funny
that's
about
some
him.
Bozo shit. So he proceeds to grab another microphone and speak over the chick and just straight disrespect her set.
And what he was saying?
He was just talking mad shit like, yo, that shit isn't real and X, Y, and Z. I don't even care
and
what
you
he
ain't
was
gonna
saying.
Do me like that. You ain't gonna say
yeah,
I
just think it was very corny of him for him to be jumping into the genre of a comedian.
Boy, before you give your opinion on him, he even went as far as to go on stage, hug her, and then snatch the mic away from her. Did you see that?
I didn't see that. I didn't
see
it, no.
Yes.
Wow. That's assault, my guy.
Well, no, he didn't assault her.
That's a female, bot.
That's like a bait and
switch. That's assault.
And he thought he was cool because she was just like while he was hugging her, she was like trying to move away. And she was basically voicing like, you're not going to sign. Like, she didn't say verbatim, you're not going to sign. But she was like, this is my stage. I say what I want. Nobody's going to tell me what to say. Yada, yada, yada. He was like, noink. And he yanked. He's like, I will. Some stupid shit. Yeah,
I thought he came with his own mic. I didn't know he took
her
mic.
He did. He went up on stage originally with his own mic, put it down, and then walked up and hugged her.
Bro, and no security came out and stopped this man. Someone's performing, bro.
Good question. Good question.
That's corny as fuck.
I didn't get that far, but
and off the string for that.
You know,
I'll never watch one of your comedy joints. Never.
You know, it's a better question to ask about T.I. How does a motherfucker that gets caught with all those guns get off? Because he got caught with a lot of guns. I remember.
Think he's a snitch.
I remember.
What are the possibilities?
I don't know. What are the characteristics of a snitch?
Talk loud.
I don't know.
No talker.
Yeah.
Get out of jail.
Chameleon.
A rapper?
Because he was a rapper. Now he wants to be a comedian.
Doesn't do much time in jail for having a lot of guns.
Mm. Yeah. No. Hey, you don't come here for the facts.
You don't come here for the facts.
I just
don't agree with what he did to Shorty on stage. That was a cuck move. You're a bozo. Like, you're a comedian now, Pa. You got to be ready for that kind of shots to be fired your way.
It clearly shows he's not ready to be a comedian.
Don't say shots and fire.
Because
he allegedly got in trouble for having a lot of guns.
Yeah, he's in trouble.
You
man.
Can't be a comedian if you're a heckler at the same time.
Yeah, he's kind of
weird.
He was
heckling?
I mean, that's like heckling to the, ultimate degree, right?
That's the
like,
ultimate heckle. You shut Shorty down from her skit, nigga. That was corny.
Like, you're a comedian and she's a comedian and, there's a ways of going about it, like, for real.
It's corny.
What I'm trying to say is, if you can't take a heckler,
you're in the wrong profession.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
You're in the wrong profession.
Well, if you're going to be heckling a comedian, then when you're on stage, like, it should.
You're either a tough guy or a comedian?
I don't think he's either or.
I think he's an actor.
Yeah. Well, not even. I think he's another a good representation of where this world's leaning to. Where people let the emotions get the best of them, and whether it's justified or not in their head, it's not the law, or it's not the policy or regulations or however you want to put it, But yeah,
I wonder if he's gonna get a 10-year ban from that comedy club.
If I'm not mistaken, it was something that he had a
Will Smith got the 10-year ban.
I think it has. He has something to do with like it, how it's ran or some shit.
It's his club.
I don't know if it's his club, but like he has like a good stake in like why it's running or some shit. If I'm not mistaken, that particular one.
He's corny. He should battle Ludacris for the rights to the club.
Well,
who won that? Who won that?
It just won that. I don't even remember.
What?
You remember?
Get off
who
the TRP of my dick.
That's right. I do remember that. I do remember that verse.
Luda was fire.
Yeah, but then, you know, Luda got Fast and the Furious.
Who was,
and
who was the king of the South? Was it Luda or was it T.I. at that time?
That's a good question.
I don't know. I've always liked Luda better than T.I., but Dave? That's my personal opinion.
That's a good question.
Nah, Luda, nah. Who was the king of the South at that time when they were both high?
I was a big Luda fan.
Yeah, I was more
me
of a
too. Luda was ridiculous.
Maybe it's because we're from the North? And Luda east, always
well,
felt
east.
A little
from
bit.
The east. The east side appreciate the.
Yeah, I feel like he felt more of a like
lyricist
us or some shit than T.I.
No,
nah,
but T.I. was pretty good too.
Luda
he,
was a
Luda,
bit more
T.I. went off. I've heard T.I. go crazy.
But yeah.
Mo was vouched for T.I.
Shout out to Mo.
Shout out to Mo.
Shout out to Mo.
Got to respond all you racists.
Ludacris was a bit more marketed, you know, overall than T.I.
Especially because he started on the radio too.
Yo, shout out to John Dave. Y'all hear him talking? I
shout
apologize.
Out to John Dave.
I mean, niggas, Tealy's.
Tealy's.
I don't have my makeup.
You forget about.
It's the comic relief.
You forget about the.
I'm the. I'm the audible engineer.
Yeah, what he said.
Nah, but it goes to show, seriously, like, anybody in the game right now should be. They should be aware of what's going on, and I'm not gonna say like get ready, but just do more to advocate towards their freedom where it comes to freedom of speech, and don't let up
and carry no
and keep the foot on the pedal, because these motherfuckers look like they're trying to really cancel everything.
But that's not the end of the T.I. story.
No, what happened now?
You didn't see what happened. I think it was Friday or Saturday
with that same chick that he.
No.
Oh, okay.
Different occurrence.
Yeah, on Friday or Saturday, he's at the Barclays Center.
Okay.
He got booed off stage.
Good for his ass.
In Brooklyn? The Barclays?
Good for his ass. He was doing comedy or he was performing?
Doing comedy with DC.
Good for his ass.
DC Young Fly and the...
That's funny.
And he got booed off stage. Wow.
You see? That's what you get, pa. Look at how fast that was.
You think that was warranted or?
You think that was because of that shit? It had to be.
Yeah,
yo, corny, I heard some other shit where they were making
corny,
fun of him.
Bro.
Because there was a night where he was supposed to do like a 5-minute shit and he did like a 20-minute like shit.
Oh boy, so he just rambled on.
And you know that you know when it comes to comedy, like niggas don't do that.
You're not supposed
to. I'm not a specialist, but we've been told that. He's corny, bro.
Yeah, I'm good, bro.
He's corny.
Yeah, what the hell is he talking about?
What is he talking about?
Should
have stuck to making a mistake to
that's
make a
man
movie
spot. Who's so used to getting his way everywhere he goes. He's not used to it. And yo, niggas be on the ground when it comes to comedy.
You came out of nowhere.
Yeah, you can't just jump on the scene and be Mr. Daddy,
you
bro.
Yeah,
like,
that's kind of happening. Look, his Steve-O's did it. This
Steve-O,
dude did
Steve-O.
It.
No, but see,
Jackass
Steve-O.
Yeah.
Line to it, though. This
and
is
he's
the
doing
stand-up line.
Comedy now too.
He is.
Yeah.
This is the bottom line. This is what the difference between them.
And
Steve-O don't jump on stages and try to do big shows like this, like. Already, the stand-up that Steve-O style he's doing is one-man show type of things where they telling the stories of the Jackass shit, and then now developing into a stand-up act.
Mm, okay.
Just like Mike Tyson did. You know what I'm saying? Like he went around and did that one-man show for.
Oh, I forgot about
then
that.
They filmed a special, but it wasn't like a stand-up. It was more of a one.
Yeah, but that
show.
That was a special occasion though.
Yeah, it's more of a. Yeah. It's more. That's what they were.
Steve-O's telling jokes.
Yeah, now.
Who else is doing it?
It started off
in.
As a one-man show where they just telling the stories of the Jackass thing, but then now he's developing into a. But then you know what I'm saying, like. Whereas a T.I., he's trying to like bill himself as a comedian,
as a top, as a headliner and shit.
So now this,
like, nigga, you just started.
This is the thing about comedy. It's gonna work because of his namesake, just like the dude he's touring with, the DC Young Fly and them. Their namesake.
He's funny, yeah. He sells
tickets originally.
Yeah, uh-huh.
But they had to get funny in order to continue doing what they're doing. Now this shit is big. They selling out Barclays Center and probably the Garden and them.
So I guess he's feeling himself. But he think he's the shit. He over there in the Barclays Center.
No.
And he ain't ready for that. He don't got the material for it.
They always feeling himself. What it is he's not funny.
Exactly what I'm saying. Like, he think he ready, but he's not.
Anybody can step on that stage.
It's all those guns.
But if you're not funny,
and I bet you he got a bunch of niggas around him that are laughing at his corny ass jokes.
It's gonna work for 5 minutes.
Because of the guns.
It's gonna work for 5 minutes if you don't really make motherfuckers laugh.
That's it. You can't hold a crowd.
Pull it, word.
Yo, you know what they really need to bring back?
Yo, I see y'all soon.
Explain to me why they don't have.
Nigga, the pizza box look good?
Why? Explain to me why they. 100.
In a month.
Over here at Showtime at the Apollo, bro. Why isn't that not a thing? That would be the perfect thing for. No, I mean like some real shit where it's like promoted, and that's how niggas be there. That's the only way to really decide.
The Apollo's
like,
rough though.
But see, this is one thing.
That's a different.
You make that's how you.
There's
you make,
places more accepting that. You make, I won't necessarily you, bullshit you, but you're booed. Before you are accepted, like
nah,
you're not even.
Your man comes with the king.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Boom,
but wait. What about the people who already who got prejudged and then killed it and then got accepted?
But you're always prejudging the Apollo. That's
but that's
point.
Life, Papa. Yeah. That's life, regardless, bro. That's just preparing you for life. When, especially if you're gonna step in on stage into that type of field,
nah,
you either got it and you're gonna change their mind or you don't.
There's places downtown.
You gotta be able to change the crowd.
Nah, there's places downtown that you go. They'll show love and. Even if you ain't shit, though.
Oh,
know.
Yeah. But we're talking about.
I wish they would boo the whack niggas off stage.
That's where I would go, though. That's where I would go.
No, I'm telling you, like, if I suck.
Boo me off stage.
Boo me, nigga.
Yeah, like, yo, bro.
Boo this man.
Yo,
throw my lifeline.
Let's fight after. You know what I'm saying? Like,
nah. Boo
that's
me.
Funny.
Said, let's fight
nah,
after.
Chill. We just established this point earlier, Chop Cheese. Me and Jigs had a real retrospective conversation, yo. And we come to this conclusion.
Fighting's gay.
Fighting is gay, bro.
Fighting's gay.
If you want to fuck me up, it's because you gay, bro.
You gay. All right? That's
it.
So wait, if you
trying to
fight me?
You trying to dominate another man physically.
It's a feminine
reaction.
It's a feminine reaction.
It's a psychology.
That's it, bro. I identify as a psychological.
I tell you something you don't like.
A psychologist.
You raise your voice and your estrogen levels. And then you,
female,
you strike me.
Slap.
Damn, can we say this?
Bro, Will Smith, Chris Rock.
That's
gay.
Gay.
I said that might be borderline
racist?
I wouldn't say racist.
But I took it too far?
No, you know what? Climbing the world, yeah.
Gay,
100%
bro.
Right, but I was
we were
say
joking
sexist.
About Roman Greco wrestling.
Bro,
gay,
remember,
bro.
Might be sexist.
Jiu-jitsu. Gay, bro.
Will they choke me out and kill me? Possibly. Yes.
Everything's gay, though.
But
hump me? They might hump you while he puts you in the...
Like, remember when you came to the show with the GoPro and recorded me, you and Rax?
Gay.
Yeah.
I sucked.
Gay.
Yeah, but that was your first time ever, though.
Feel me?
It was probably my first. Like, but that's what I'm saying. I wasn't good.
Yeah, but you know what? No one is ever going to be good their first time, though.
I was just going to ask him that.
No one's ever going to be, like no, but bombed. Come on. No one's ever going to be good their first time out. At best, you're going to be mediocre.
I've had a couple of shows start off a little rocky, but.
You're just working the nerves at that moment.
Not even, like, just the muscle, really, because it's like, I've been a little rusty because I haven't.
Well, I mean, like, your first time out.
Like
your first time out.
Yeah,
you're getting used to, like, what's to be.
Yeah. Like, my first. No. I sucked for a couple of years before I actually.
Yeah, but if you didn't go out that first time, you would have never ever been able to suck for those couple of years. You would have just not been doing it.
Yeah.
You got to suck that first day and the couple. Nah. Yeah.
It feels like the Oscars,
bro.
No?
Can you be mature, bro?
I'm Wanda Sykes.
Gay.
And you the other chick.
Everybody keeps saying the other chick. She's important, bro.
Who is she?
She's pretty.
She is. Don't tell me her name.
She's some scary movie.
She's been in. Yes. Yes,
oh,
she was the funny.
That's hard.
Remember
she's
got
amazing.
The funny life.
Yeah. She was.
I don't even know why I did it like that.
I don't know. You know, she didn't play a good role in that.
But she's been in.
You know,
she's
been in mad shit.
She's been in the typical
she's been
black
in mad
movies.
Tyler Perry movies.
Mad, yeah.
She was in,
yeah.
Yeah, she's around.
She's a Tyler Perry regular.
Enthusiasm. Was she? What season? I don't know. No, we're not talking about Wanda Sykes. The other one.
The last girl that
nobody knows. Wanda Sykes wasn't a scary movie, bro.
Exactly. It's fucking guys.
Which girl are we talking about?
It was the white girl, Amy Schumer, who said her vagina smells like a barnyard.
Wanda Sykes.
Wanda Sykes.
The comedian.
The one who looks like Maya Lightfoot. And then
it was the black chick.
The third one. The prettiest one out of all of them, who probably had the best career so far with her cameos.
Best career so far?
With her cameos.
Damn.
She had mad cameos.
Was she in Archer?
Archer, bro.
Archer was a cartoon.
That would be her voice, bro. I don't know.
It was her, too.
I don't know. I can't say I know.
This guy's wild.
I don't know.
What character she played in Archer?
The black girl.
That was racist.
Literally looked like her.
I was baiting her.
I see. Now I'm gonna watch Archer because I never really watched it.
Archer's funny. Archer. CJ sounds.
I'll give it a try.
It's Matt O'D, right?
The character that she voices kind of looks like her.
That's funny.
Damn.
And that's not because all black.
She's like a pretty.
Yeah, but why'd you say we are them?
She's like a pretty Tiffany Haddish.
Why'd you call us them?
We kept saying gay.
Oh, that makes sense. See.
Wrestling.
Yo, dude, all right. So, think it's saying the word gay brings up the whole shit going on in Florida with "Don't Say Gay," which has been taken so out of context, is ridiculous.
It has been.
Bro, shit is fake. Have you seen the videos recently that have been surfacing on TikTok?
Are they saying gay?
Well, they're not saying gay. They're so like beyond against the law. It's crazy.
How many times can we say gay and not get in trouble?
But wait, listen to this. Did you hear what Eric Adams is doing?
Hold on.
Did you hear what Eric Adams is doing?
What he's doing?
Yeah, you saw that he's putting billboards.
Is he being gay?
He's being gay. And you know how he's being gay? He's putting up billboards in Florida to attract Floridians to come to New York to be able to say gay, basically.
You're my guy.
But you can say gay in Florida. You just can't be a teacher
and talk about your sexual lifestyle in front of kids.
With 3-year-olds.
That's it. That's
and
it.
Then,
yeah.
wait,
3, 4, 5-year-olds.
It doesn't say
that. The icing on the cake is they can't go back and tell their parents.
Nah, the other thing too is what if that same kid wants to stay straight?
Chastise.
Yeah. What if a little
he'll be a leper?
What if little Susie?
So
gets caught sucking
the
little
title
Tommy's
of this episode
dick.
Is
oh
gay.
Oh my
yeah,
gosh,
I don't know if we can say that.
Crazy.
So
bro,
the name of this episode is gay.
We don't do that kind of joke.
And
that's
not
what you're saying.
And
they
is
both
when
adults?
Chop Cheese gets
you can
banned.
Teach them that in the school too.
Are they both adults? I don't want no teacher
this
teaching my child about sex, whether it's homosexual sex or straight sex, period. That's the parents' job, period.
Yeah,
and the fact that people trying to die on that cross,
so
that they have the right to talk to other people's children about sexuality,
what?
Y'all niggas is
no,
bugging.
No, that is demonic, bro.
Y'all bugging.
School.
Everything's demonic.
What if you send them to a special school where they teach them firsthand?
You
pay
for that. No, you pay for that. You pay for that. Nobody.
For your kids.
Listen.
That shit is not
public,
gonna be
public
for, like,
school.
Catholic school?
Public
yeah.
schools, them yeah. teachers have no right to give anything about their personal life in regards to their sexuality.
Trying to hit that, Jinx?
Anything about their sexual life, bro. It's just disgusting. And it goes back to what they were saying. When
it's
you was a
weird.
Kid, you never really knew anything about your teacher's like life like that.
You see how the shit is blowing up in Disney's face now? Because you remember how they were telling you Disney was going to hold protests from employee standpoint?
With the dozens and dozens of people being arrested?
And it's the opposite
There's
now. It's the conservatives that are coming out that work for Disney. That are
and
coming out and getting
it, yeah.
and speaking against it.
But
and then you saw the video that, real quick, you saw the video of the CEO that he made the video, he made the plea to the LGBTQI community and to his employees and all that shit. And he, like, he was
a representative for Disney?
Nigga, one of the CEOs.
From Disney?
Yes.
I didn't see it.
So they went back and they freaked the video and they memed out the video. And while the guy's talking, first of all, it sounds like he's being held hostage. So that's the joke they're making. Then you just see mad, like, fake edited guns that come into the picture. And they all the rainbow color flag, the color of the guns. And they like got this weird ominous music.
It's alarming how many people really twist it up and try to make it seem like
it's wild.
Florida's against the First Amendment.
It's wild.
And it's
That's
just like,
crazy.
Yo, how are y'all coming to? How does that come to this? Where
because
now,
you have to make
now
good
you're the
bad.
Ones defending the fucking you our make, rights and shit.
You gotta DeSantis make good seem bad. That thing, way, DeSantis. Everybody sways into that direction.
Nah, so now
people are still gonna try to be good. So you gotta make good a different thing.
So if you were
to exactly 2022.
So
Gus, it's good.
It's Goose.
So Jake and Goose, if y'all were to move to Florida, y'all could still be gay.
That's another thing. Gay. Keep going. That was funny.
I mean, that's a choice. It's not that kind of show. That's a choice that they could make. And
just can't say it.
Chop Cheese has never been the ones to say that you cannot be gay.
Nah. We're not saying that.
If you're going to be gay on your own time.
Yeah. You do it on your own. Yeah. That's your own private personal business. It's not my business.
Like,
these people just trying to pass weird
There
policies.
Is a difference. No, you know why is there a difference?
Trying to implement it on kids.
They
it's
look
weird.
For opportunities and moments where they get to share their gayness. A straight person doesn't look for a moment to be like, I can't wait to talk to him about what I did with my wife or my husband. Like,
I mean, some people are boisterous. Straight people are boisterous.
Yeah, but what are the odds? Which we're talking about now, like, it's something now where they feel like they have to let kids know that they have an option.
And a majority.
And it's their choice.
And a majority.
And they have the right to do it.
Gay people don't feel like what they're being pushed to portray on TV. They don't feel like that.
They're pushing it like gospel.
Yeah.
Have you seen the TikTok videos?
No.
They're saying that they don't care what the law has to say or the governor. When they have their children, all of them refer to them as their children, they will speak how they want. Like, no. What do you mean? Like, you're vocally saying, even on a social media platform, that you're willing to break the law.
I'm not like if you're gonna say gay, like, but say gay
to the mic, sorry.
Like, if you're gonna say gay away.
Pray the gay way.
Say gay.
At least,
away.
But
like,
at least
from the kids.
But wait, if it doesn't work like that,
away from the kids.
Give
say
them
gay.
A, give
away
them an option. Give
from
them
the kids.
Give them a
it's
chance.
Not even, oh, some real shit. It's not even about no gay or straight shit.
No sex to the kids.
I remember
that's
when
it.
I didn't
that's
know
what
shit
it comes down to
about my teachers, bro.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Do you
nothing.
Remember
yeah.
that?
I didn't know nothing.
The only thing
about
you knew about your teacher was what the fuck they were supposed to be teaching you, bro.
Yeah.
I didn't know about their rendezvous, whether they were gay or straight,
nope.
whatever drugs they just finished using,
nope.
or
nope.
none of that.
Nah, bro.
Nope. They were teaching us.
We knew our science teacher was gay.
But the point was, he wasn't telling
his
you.
His name was.
Nah, he had
God,
a family.
Hopefully he still.
Wait, nah, we're not talking about that
allegedly,
one.
Allegedly, supposedly.
He was gay.
Yeah. All right.
Nah, but
yeah,
the
but
point
I'll
is,
bleep that.
The point is, they were teaching us about curriculum and shit we needed. They weren't talking to us about their personal life.
Agreed.
What is this shit, bro?
How do you know what they were teaching? You wasn't listening.
Demons.
Name, that last name
you got
says,
me.
You stole paper.
You got me.
You stole paper.
You got me.
Goose, that last name says a lot about your personal life.
Yeah. Rough upbringing.
Yo, he tried
he
to teach
it twice.
Us the periodic
he said it
table.
Twice. All right, enough about personal teachers.
All right,
no more names.
Here's one. Thinking back on your days in elementary, let's go elementary. At what point did you start, having a crush on a teacher, specifically a teacher?
At what age and what grade? I mean, I don't know if I could say her name, but it was definitely high school.
High school?
I know for a fact high school.
High school?
Yeah, definitely. Well, I'm saying I can remember for 100%
like
high school.
Grade.
This guy was a socio.
Fourth grade. Wait, that you want that you was in love?
That was before that for me. I remember the teacher.
She was the baddest.
Yeah, she was. Down.
So in fourth grade, you knew what the baddest woman was?
Oh, that's hindsight. That's hindsight.
At that time of life, yes, that was the baddest.
You can remember.
Yo,
hindsight works that far back.
That's absurd.
You're in third grade. At that time of your life, that's the baddest chick you see.
Did you see her on MySpace or something? And be like,
I'm not saying
I mean, but he must have saw her on MySpace and be like, yo,
in third grade, you knew what the baddest was?
So to you, the one that you had a crush on was like, oh, that's she's the one that.
I'm just saying in third grade, I wasn't thinking about the
fourth grade.
Fourth grade.
You say third, you said fourth.
Fourth?
He said fourth. Don't do that to him.
Don't do that to him.
A year makes a big difference.
Fake news?
Nick Foos.
The one you had a crush on was the baddest to you.
Got it, bro. Got it.
That's what I said to me. That's
I got it, bro.
All
right, I got it, bro.
Nah. See the.
Now, if you would have had sex with that teacher.
Oh, this.
In, let's say, sixth grade. Let's say you graduated.
That's not what this show is.
Yeah.
You graduated in elementary?
Let's say you graduate elementary school.
Yeah.
Go and that summer, high school. And that summer, you see your teacher crush.
12 going on 13.
Oh my God, what are we?
That's not what this channel is about,
bro. You can't do that, bro.
Yeah, we can't do this.
You want to know, like, the experience? You want to know how it went down?
Wait,
details?
This is what you got to ask him.
What the fuck?
Would you look back at it now and be like, yo, she...
Yes, bro.
Yes. She was molested.
She's a predator.
She was a predator. She should have known better. She's a predator. Take advantage of a child. A child has a developing mind that is very, very...
No, I'm not saying, like...
Tender.
When I first... realize I had a
moldable
no,
that she molested you.
No,
are you revealing that you were molested by a finance teacher?
Get to the question.
Which I'll give you props.
Hindsight or theoretical or it's hypothetical? What is this? What is the question?
That's just,
he got touched by one of the teachers he was turned on by as a child.
The original shit we was talking about that I was.
Which was.
You gonna bring it back full circle? Which is? Let's hear it.
Now I forgot what we was talking about. To bring it back full circle.
Predators. We were talking about predators.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. When you look back.
Ah, my goodness.
What predators? Which predators?
Teachers being preying on the impressionableness and the moldability of a child's mind by talking about sexual subjects.
He said, finish this joke.
Oh, okay. Exactly.
Fill in the blank.
This is a hangman, nigga.
Hear the ad-libs over here.
Because it was about teachers teaching them about
the sex shit. He got mad at us. Nigga, finish it, nigga. You leave me out to dry, nigga.
Well, he got it. He got it. He's,
yeah.
So working towards it. When I spit this, you should remember.
Even talking about teachers having
relations with children. With
children.
Yo, put it like this.
Young adults.
Let me say something.
You talking about back in the days? How it was different than now?
We got to put up a number now because we put up the...
tea leaves.
We put up the suicide hotline. We got to put up now the next number. I don't know what this one's going to be.
Abuse.
Anybody who suffers
sexual
from
abuse.
Anything, or sexual abuse, any type of trauma.
This is
PTSD.
Not a joke.
Hold on.
If you feel like
you
have PTSD, I guess call this number.
You know... I'm gonna put Goose's number.
but wait.
That is funny.
Let me also say that
I already get mad.
Let me also say that any person
who is
of the age of an adult status and who purposely takes advantage of kids sexually, mentally, or physically is a scumbag. Is
and
a piece of shit.
And they're gonna get the devil's dick when they die.
And there's a special place in hell where he's gonna give
right
you
in your butt,
his devil dick.
You predator.
Remember those devil dogs? He's gonna have one of those
with cream.
Hey,
in
that's
it.
His dick. He's fucking gonna give you a devil dog dick.
Kid toucher.
Or is it a devil dick?
Speaking
dog?
Of kid touchers, Ketanji Brown Jackson, that fucking.
Oh my god! She made it.
She touched kids.
She made it.
She was lenient
not
on
not directly
child
her.
Predators.
But indirectly.
She was leaning on child predators, and she can't define the word woman.
She
I think that makes your whole nomination moot.
She was leaning on sentencing for a couple. It was more than
it
one,
It was more,
right?
Like eight or nine
yeah,
of them.
It was a few, like,
it was mad of them.
Yeah,
child
after this, just
predators that she was lenient on. And then they asked
their
Congress.
To one?
She asked, they asked, oh, why would you do that? And she's like, oh, you know. For them spending 15 minutes, they'd probably spend... for them spending 15 minutes on the internet, they'll probably spend 15 years of their life in jail. Congressman is like, good! It's exactly what they should do!
So she's a sympathizer.
She's
which,
like,
one,
no,
which one was
you know,
everybody grew
I don't
up.
Think... It was a bunch of bullshit.
Listen, there's a what do they
she,
call that?
She let them off
person
easy.
To person basis. Sometimes
she was also the judge at the
where you can determine whether
pizza
like
gate.
If someone has
what?
A
what?
You
can't
say that?
No, you can't say
that. Is that real? Is that a real thing? Like a person to person basis, crime wise.
Say that one more
where,
time.
Like they don't judge everyone literally the same. Like if they feel like you can be put into society, or where if you're done. Is that
are you
a certain
like
thing?
Being devil's advocate for what she?
No, no, no. I'm saying like, is there something that she can be? Yeah, I guess devil's advocate. Yeah, is there something that she can have a basis to stand on where she's
no,
doing?
No, shit is egregious.
Or it's 100%
opinion.
Is there a difference between watching kiddie porn and actually touching the kid?
I think that if you can watch it, you would do it if
of
you
course.
Had the opportunity.
Well,
you're
first
watching,
of all,
yeah,
first
I really
all,
do.
Somebody established this point a long time ago. It was somebody on Twitter, obviously a conservative kind of dude. He said we need to stop referring it to it.
How was
as
it?
Child
porn and it and as
because
pedophilia.
Porn is consensual. Children cannot
it's consent. And what was it that was called? It was called
child rape.
Child rape. There you go.
Watching it and doing it.
I think
and
if
abuse.
You can watch, you would do it. And if you're going to do it, it is rape because it would never be consensual. A child would never be of the mental status.
That shit is but wait, crazy. To be able to be the same for someone that actually
Yes. Because we cannot distinguish between now, because now you're gonna be like now.
See, now but now here comes
yo,
the tricky
you,
shit.
You watch porn, because, right? Because you watch porn.
I'll wait till you finish. I'll wait till you finish.
Would you do those things that you seen in the porno to that girl if you saw her in real life?
And she let you?
She is a grown adult. I mean, the grown adults that I watch.
I feel you. I understand that. But that's why
Those people are sick and they don't know how to think whether the person's going to be able to say yes or no.
And this is another aspect of it, is that it creates the market for it. The people that are consuming it are why the people are putting it out. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I don't even understand how there's a market.
You know what's
that,
funny
bro.
About this, right?
And look, that there's people, it just doesn't make sense.
It's funny about this because they conflate the fact
people
that
you're talking about
the
this.
Internet is so easy to access.
And that's not just the regular internet. Wait, that's not just the regular internet. That's only dark net. That's not regular internet.
Now listen to this one.
I guess
there's
not.
No way.
I won't make my
go ahead, point. Make your point. Go ahead. But there's no way. No, go ahead.
They say in Congress when they're talking and they were talking to Katajani and all this shit, Nadler and all these other different people who were the chairman, they conflate the fact with the internet being so easily accessible to CP that's in a sense the reason why they lenient, because it's so easy with a random click of a button. You could just look at the computer, excuse me for spitting because I'm passionate, push a button and then 10,000 files of CP jumps on your computer, and it couldn't possibly been your fault because it was literally this easy for it to come up, which is fucking bullshit.
Unless there's a worm that's going around,
now,
I'm bullshit.
This one. Now listen to this one also. That I was watching an interview with this porn girl. She was like, they asked her, so when did you make it? You know, at what age did you make your first video? She said 16.
That's
how is that possible?
I don't even know if it's legal.
What you mean?
With who? Who was there?
Of course it's not legal, but whatever
it's possible. It's not legal. It's possible.
Legal,
like
it's
she,
not, it's
yeah.
possible.
And
it's
if
not
she
legal.
Doesn't press charges and not, you know what I'm saying, nothing's brought to the thing, whatever. But.
Damn, who would risk all
if
that?
You're
what the fuck? But think about what it says about that person.
That
but
first,
I don't think they know.
You're watching her early work. Like, let's say you're watching a compilation of bullshit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
Yeah,
you're watching.
And,
you're watching. You're watching what Goose was referring to as child rape. Then possibly.
Yeah, yeah. You're watching a
child rape.
Underage girl, technically, but that may have lied
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever she did to get
so
to that situation.
No one was aware that she wasn't of age, or they
supposedly she was like, yeah, I was 16. I lied.
And they didn't.
Had a fake
and,
ID or whatever. Had a fake.
Wow.
Whatever she said, she got into it. She wanted to do it. All of this stuff
regardless,
to
like
justify it and shit, but
that makes a big difference though that she went to that length.
But you're getting everyone that watches it arrested,
right?
Everybody's a criminal,
right?
I don't want to watch.
That's wild that she went to that length.
That sounds like somebody that would hang out with Hunter Biden.
Definitely does.
She was a well-known porn person too, or whatever.
Whoa, she probably knows Hunter Biden.
She probably does know Hunter Biden.
Yeah, they're probably really cool.
You know about this Hunter Biden?
Yeah, what about
a lot going
there's
on.
No shit surfacing?
You didn't see that
he
they,
has a lot going
they
on.
Were showing receipts of...
Oh, I did. The emails?
That was emails?
And transactions
cash
from him in
emails?
China.
Yes, I did.
China.
But
and I think the Ukraine. And I think the
but nothing's going to change.
You don't think so?
I don't think so either.
Was it on the post that...
Shit's
that,
fake.
His pops was lying about he didn't know any of the business dealings. They had mad emails.
He said
it
publicly.
Like 12 instances.
He
yeah.
said it publicly. He didn't
and he
know.
Didn't know anything.
Yeah. But you know what?
Did he say he was gay publicly too?
No, he said he's the big guy.
But guess
so,
what?
Same thing.
What
same
happens thing. When all of this surfaces?
Nothing.
You have a stroke.
And he has
no, you don't. Or dementia. You, huh?
Nah, you don't have a stroke. Why
that,
you talking?
They don't send people to jail who claim that, right? Like dementia, right? You don't.
At this moment and at this point, the only person that's of like health status to serve time is his son. There's no way Biden could be arrested.
There's no way Biden could be arrested.
Where do you put him?
In old folks
he gets home school. He gets on, what is it? House
he gets
arrest.
Homeschool.
I say homeschool.
He gets house arrest.
Because that's what he should get homeschool. He wouldn't know the difference. Yeah. Hey, what?
That family is fucked up.
He doesn't know the difference between crack and Parmesan.
Word.
He
I wonder
know
how many people regretting that shit now.
Damn.
Right?
What?
All these and people that left, that shunned their family for not voting with them.
You've never
how
seen
you
anybody,
feel now?
You've ever seen somebody of that?
How you feel
that,
now?
That like social status get arrested?
I left my parents' house because they were red.
Huh? You've ever seen anybody arrested?
There's so much information status? Coming out for about Hunter Biden. I don't know, man. It's like at a tipping point. There's so much emails.
Bro, he's the president's
son.
So
many different pictures and videos.
He won't do anything, like, any serious time for any of this.
I heard the dude, allegedly.
It'll be more homeschool.
One of the dude who's dropping a lot of information, your man's all the way, like, in Hungary and in Switzerland looking for arrest warrants.
Oh, wow.
Because nobody in America wants to even touch it. It's so OD, the information they got on him.
Fucking world police. Allegedly. Get at it, bro. You ain't Team America, bro.
Lizard people.
You ain't got it like that, bro.
500 days and counting.
To what? So he's out of office?
How long they had the laptop?
Oh, bro. I don't know.
Bro, and I remember. Oh,
that's how long they were holding information on the laptop. Now they're on TV telling everybody everything they did was a lie.
I thought he had the countdown to Biden's out of office.
You don't remember when Stoody Doop Dop.
Stoody.
Bah.
Yep. Just like that.
What were we talking
Biden.
About?
You got a Biden guy
fucking
going.
Tea leaves. Yeah.
What your man said?
This is distracting.
One word. To describe America.
On the foothills. On the foothills with Xi Jinping.
Wow.
What the fuck you talking
about? I saw a president.
You talk about potato. You saw Kamala behind him laughing.
God bless America.
No, I didn't.
And then the other one. You seen that, right?
She cackled?
The two.
She always cackles.
Yo, did we talk about Obama and him?
Diversity hires?
Last week, yeah, right?
Yeah, we about
no,
that
he got ignored. He got ignored in the White House.
When he called him vice president.
Yeah, we spoke when he grabbed his shoulder. We talked about that.
I don't remember
talking about
he looked
that.
Like a lonely old man. You saw somebody play the Lionel Richie song?
Yo.
Hello.
Somebody
Is
said.
Is it me you're looking for? And Biden was just walking around.
Somebody said that Barack Obama already knew it was him because his soft ass hands.
Mad funny. Like jello.
He's like, it's only one person that grabs
Obama. He didn't even turn around, right?
It's like nobody grabs Obama. Yeah, he didn't even turn around.
He didn't even turn around.
He said his name like twice. Barack!
And he didn't even turn around, bro.
That's embarrassing, bro. But you see right before that, when he was done talking, he went left. Oh, there's nobody over here. He turned around, did the whole, like, so turnaround. Remember, his turnarounds are, like, a long period of time.
he
shuffles his feet.
He waddles his shit to prevent from tipping over.
He has a little fucking presidential smile while he does that
Hey, guys, chopped cheese. You regret anything yet?
Nobody. Oh well, yeah.
Not chopped cheese.
There's not a lot chopped cheese, but I'm pretty sure there's
but
people who watch
people,
us.
People's friends
there's
chopped
a lot
cheese
of people that are honest with themselves.
Be like, look, you see, they were talking about it.
Yo,
they were talking about it.
That's their way of trying to fit in now. Like, I regret it. Like, nobody cares about your tweet.
Don't you just
fuck
miss
you.
The way he used to say, China?
But it shouldn't take your gas prices to realize.
Bro, you know
what's
funny,
going
guys?
On.
I'm
gonna
get real personal with chopped cheese. I'm paying almost $400 a month in gas, bro.
Jesus Christ.
That's not even an exaggeration. I was paying two something a couple years ago. Sometimes one something. I'm paying almost $400, bro.
Jeez.
A month in gas. I want to cry right now in front of chopped cheese, bro.
I got a solution. I got a solution.
I know. Stop being a broke ass nigga.
And get a Tesla.
And get a Tesla for 80 grand.
Get a Tesla.
Yo, bro.
With a 10 grand charging station.
Yo, don't be racist. Get a Tesla.
Problem solved.
Nah,
gas
damn,
from other people's cars.
That's Siphon dangerous. Bro, that sounds dangerous.
I'll bust your shit if I catch you stealing my $400 a month tank, nigga. Mm,
yeah?
I hit you right in the head with a hammer scissor.
You live on a quiet block.
I'm going to tell you this. Yo, bro.
We're not going to tell.
If they're willing to steal your gas, they're willing to fight, bro. Be ready.
I'm with it.
They're going to fight back.
Bro, 9 times out of 10, I always have some sort of weapon on me. Bro.
Nigga, you know this is an escape from L.A.?
A recycler
from New York?
I got a metal... Russell? I carry a metal straw, nigga, with tape on it, nigga.
Bugging. Mad Max?
And then everybody goes... Go up to them with a lit cigarette. A cigarette. And everybody's gone bye-bye.
Right? And just be like...
Go up to the tank like...
Natalie, you heard him? Just walk up to them with a lit cigarette like that.
Oh,
yeah,
nice.
Your car's gone,
you still
bro.
Want that gas, motherfucker?
Yeah, I'll be like, yo, pour that gas right back in.
Yeah.
Or I'll blow
all y'all. We all dying.
Damn.
We
bro.
All dying in this
nah.
bitch.
Gotta go, right?
Nah.
We
bro.
All die. You know what's funny? You ever seen that
Imagine
video
obituary.
Online of the nigga that they try to rob him at the gas pump? And he uses the gas.
And sprays it at him.
He sprays the shit out of him. I always thought about that scenario, and I was like, hell no, nigga. My credit card is still... Running, nigga, that's like fucking $1,000.
Holy shit! Yeah, look at this guy.
He saved his own life though.
Yeah.
Because if they shoot, is over.
It's everybody. Quiet.
Nah, he's talking about the fucking meter.
I'm talking about how much money he spent on gas his credit card to save his life.
Yo, bro, that's when you call American Express.
Fuck
gas,
bro.
Nah, bro.
They got in and out of that van as soon as he
started spraying
them.
They got
the fuck out of there. You fill up your
tank. Cheese, like, and subscribe.
Then you call American Express. And you tell them, yo, I got robbed.
Hit the bell. Get notified.
Yeah, 5 years ago. Right now.
You're like, what's going on?
I guarantee you, if that video happened right now,
Idiocracy,
your man would have took it, aimed it, and then put it right back in the gas tank and been like, just walked away.
That was like 3 gallons, though. That was like
15. Yo, bro, damn, bro.
I don't know,
you got it like that, bro?
I don't know,
bro. You saw that shit where niggas, the meme was like, show me you rich without showing me you rich? Nigga had a full tank of gas.
My shit. But not a Tesla.
Nah. But bro, you got a full tank of gas. Bro.
You broke?
Tesla. You rich.
Drive
bro.
A Tesla. You seen Nasty. No, what's her name? Maxine Waters tell them homeless people to go home the other day.
Oh, my God.
Yo, bro.
We ain't got no home. Bitch.
She should open up her home, let them camp out in there.
The bitch turned around and laughed. She chuckled.
Yo, you know what I heard, bro? There's a spot in Brooklyn.
Demonic.
I'm not lying. Dominican cab driver told me this. She said there's a spot in Brooklyn.
You could trust Dominicans, boy.
That looks like Skid Row with tents. Is this accurate? You guys been to Brooklyn lately?
I believe it.
Yeah?
I
didn't want to believe it. She was
there's
like, yeah,
places,
with tents. Like
there's places
she was explaining everything.
There's places in Penn Station.
No. Listen to what I'm saying. The tents are out lined up like Skid Row. I'm not talking about occupying a train station.
How big is it? How much?
She said it's long. She says long.
There's a lot of people.
He wants to buy property.
Nah, I'm like, yo, y'all heard of this shit, bro?
Did anybody go do the census over there?
He wants dimensions.
Yo, bro, all I'm saying is
they got a flea market.
What the fuck is going on, bro?
You know how to bring down the property value in a certain neighborhood? You go to.
You have a mini Skid
Row. Shipping bums.
You get mad people like Russian bots to leave bad reviews on every building and every business in that neighborhood.
Nigga said Russian bots
for years.
And then before you know it,
every day for 2 years, you do bad.
Property value goes down?
Yes.
Good. That's a good scheme. He got it.
This guy got the idea.
Yo, make the calls, bro. We could get a nice little studio.
I mean, all we need is 100 iPhones.
I got one.
Well, actually, you don't need 100 iPhones. You just
that's
need 100
like how
different
much?
People.
That's like 10 grand.
That you
worth
could pay
iPhones?
A dollar. And just
they ain't never getting monetized. How the fuck are we gonna buy 10 grand worth of iPhones, bro?
10 grand, nigga. You pay 100 people a dollar to fill out a survey.
We can play at the spot.
You got a studio.
And you rigged the survey.
We don't even need iPhones. We can get any.
That's what I'm saying.
Any random Android phone.
So wait, what's the main purpose of this? Are we gonna benefit from this? Or are we just telling people to do illegal shit?
From the bot farm?
That's not illegal.
I mean, I wouldn't necessarily say moral, I guess it would say.
What would Elon Musk do?
To purposely.
Buy Twitter.
Just buy Twitter, right?
Buy Twitter.
So he'll just buy Yelp.
Boom, segue.
Fuck it. Just buy Yelp and just make all the reviews himself.
I don't give a fuck.
Right?
Elon and everybody's Musk like, cannot nope. put a computer chip in my head.
He's
bro.
Never been blocked?
Tomorrow, no. You can wake up.
How? That doesn't make sense neither. Now that I'm thinking about it.
Wait, why would he get blocked?
He said shit, crazy shit.
Okay, but you know, but he's one of the highest followed Twitter.
Why would your president get blocked, Twix?
Because he never says fire in a fucking movie theater. That's why.
Who?
Elon Musk.
Never did 45.
Hey, that's what they're saying, brother.
He said fire in a rocket ship. Niggas couldn't even get out.
Yeah, man. I guess.
You really need your own camera, bro.
Up in the air.
We next camera.
I mean, when the man says he's not going to talk, well, you don't put a camera or a mic on him, right? And he just talks. How you doing, right? Yeah. You guys got to get hair. We went through this right before. We said, yo, you going to talk? He said, nah, I'm going to just chill.
I'm the audio guy. I'm the audio box guy.
If we ever get a comment, somebody's going to be like, yo, why doesn't he have a mic?
Why doesn't he have a camera?
Nah, he's over here talking about fire.
What's going on with these guys?
When you guys get a budget for hair and makeup,
yeah, we didn't even have a budget for an editor, bro.
Bet.
A budget for an engineer.
I know a guy named Ed.
Yeah?
He'll edit.
Well, listen, anybody want to do some pro bono work? Anybody want to put some a little sum on their resume? You know what I mean? Holla at us.
I got some. I got a way that I can get that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Somebody welcome to come.
Nope. No homo. I'm going to tell you how to do that.
Okay.
After the show.
All right.
After the show. So we don't, it's the after party then.
Right? Said Bono so, and John got
yeah,
excited.
Also, happy birthday, Chopped Cheese, 2 years.
Happy birthday. I mean,
ain't that some shit, right? 2 years ago, a bunch of knuckleheads decided to start talking to shit.
1,200 subscribers. We currently at 12 right now.
I don't even, I didn't check. Bro, I think it's like 1,200.
Tell a friend to tell a friend.
Tell a friend to yeah, tell word, a friend, word, bro. Word, word.
We'll do a lot better. You know what I'm saying? If you tell a friend, yeah,
we do
tell
it for the kids.
2 years
cheese.
Ago, a couple of knuckleheads decided to talk shit on YouTube, smoke
two
some
years
tea
ago,
leaves.
And, friends of mine. Yeah,
episode one fun. Is trash. You might not even want need
nah,
to watch
it's
it.
Not trash.
Nah,
it's
get
great,
out of here. It's the maturation
word,
of chopped cheese. Bob.
They'll watch it from yeah. the beginning
you know,
if they're fans.
You know what yeah. chopped cheese tastes better when it's cold, Bob? We was hot when we started. Now we like,
if you hot.
We like cool.
Yeah. It tastes better when you cheese. When it's cold. That's what he said.
That's what he said.
Is that really? He meant the opposite. Know. That's tea leaves, I guess.
Tea leaves.
Yeah.
Tea leaves.
You know what chopped cheese is better
I
when it's warm.
I was referring to pizza tastes better cold sometimes.
Nah, yeah, nah. It doesn't matter to
like
me.
Chopped cheese.
It really doesn't matter.
It was a stretch.
Yeah.
It was
I got one for you.
Goose.
Started off raw.
Bang. Now we.
A little bit. You know.
Yeah.
The diarrhea.
There you go. We was cold. Now we warming up. You know what I mean? We getting there. This will be episode 66. Yeah, this will be episode 66.
That's a nice shirt you have on.
Yo, we do it for the kids, man.
Episode 64, I think.
It's a nice shirt.
Like yo, we like Wu-Tang. We do it for the kids, Chopped Cheese.
You know what I mean? We got the little bullshit store going up. Got some clothing up there.
Yo, yo, speak it to power.
Ghislaine Maxwell still hasn't been sentenced.
Yeah, bro.
Don't refer to it. Don't refer to it as little bullshit.
Yo, our podcast is a little bullshit podcast, podcast, bro.
Nah.
Shit ain't nothing. Yo, bro.
Nah, this is, your favorite hood opinion piece.
Bro, we don't got a studio.
It is, right?
We don't got an engineer.
Who said that? Why are you saying shit like that?
It's raw.
They don't know that.
Bro, real podcast. When they get there, they'll have a little setup. You know what I mean?
We not real chopped cheese. You hear this, nigga?
I mean, let them do the talking. Show
you
us
hear
that.
Them. Hit us up in the comments and tell us why sweets is wrong.
Are we real?
Chopped cheese is in the sangre, bro.
Yeah. Let's see, bro.
For those of y'all who not.
Somebody like and subscribe. Somebody comment. Say something. Blood. Maybe I'll change. Maybe I'll change my mind.
Chopped cheese is for the kids.
Chopped cheese is not. We can say that, but we can't say that anymore.
You know why we don't got an engineer?
We for the protection of children.
You know I don't got an engineer. We don't got a sound man, a makeup man. It's inflation.
Gas prices.
$400 a month.
Chopped cheese supports the kids.
Russia.
But this ain't for the kids.
Putin. Right.
That's what we gotta say.
The person who found the cure for Fifi is the reason for inflation.
Is that a fact?
Feel me?
Is that a fact?
For the kids, y'all.
Hey, all you got to do is take the shot if you got AIDS, and you ain't got AIDS no more.
But you got a little, according to BBC.
Wait, are we referring to? Are we referring to how
Smibber-Schmeckman?
The word Smibber-Schmeckman. The Iber. Smackman,
super cure, right?
Word. So they just released the article
just
in Australia.
Drop one in your smoothie, bro. That's
no,
it.
No,
they just released the article in Australia.
They
refer to it as lice medicine, and it had all these other benefits that could heal countless amount of diseases that have been plaguing humanity for like the last 100 years.
It's like when you hear those side
Australian
effects.
News, bro. They shut down their country the hardest. And destroyed anybody who even mentioned that word that I just mentioned that I had to camouflage so that we don't get swatted through the window. They released another article the other day and a live video saying that shit was curing things, bro. And could cure Fifi, bro.
You sure you ain't making this up?
Bro, the world's upside down.
All right. It's a clown world, bro. We've been established that. What you
pretty
do,
much
bro?
The same stuff that Rogan took. This is the best
and
way to
shit
refer
that
to
he
it.
Promoted.
The horse medicine, that's the best way to refer to
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Is now.
What we talking about?
Now they letting niggas know.
Now
like,
they letting people know in Australia and in Europe.
If you stub your toe, if you got foot cancer.
You can take that
you
shit.
I mean? You got a loose lung. You mean what? Nah, I'm not.
You know what I'm saying? You alopecia.
I can't say that.
That's
misinformation.
It might have cured Will Smith from Jada Pinkett Smith if you would have taken it early enough.
Yeah, it might.
You know what I'm saying?
If you gay, might cure gayness.
It might help you pray to get
yeah,
away.
It might, and I'm not praying. It's going to do the praying for you.
I'm telling you, man, this drug is a super
yeah,
drug.
Super drug.
Won a Nobel Prize.
You might wake
prize.
Up and be like, by golly, G God, I'm not gay anymore.
Wow. Yes, it does a lot you of stuff. I mean?
Wow.
So
start going out. What's
yeah, this is clearly our gay episode.
No, this is clearly our banning episode. We're gonna get banned.
This is the episode we get banned for?
1,000%, bro.
So then you know what? Fuck it, bro. Gay.
No. See, I'm going out with a bang. I'm throwing a bomb in there. The funk flex.
You already know I'm a part of the gay mafia. Shout out to my gays, bro.
The one that nobody knew at the end. She was
said, "Love y'all, Chop Cheese, said, love everybody."
Shout out to that nigga that was massaging my prostate.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know who that is. You might have taken it too far, but I'll allow it. Because that's allegedly. That's not a fact.
Allegedly, supposedly.
You're supposed to say it's negative 100%. He said allegedly. I wouldn't even make it in.
That was my TI impression. Allegedly.
Oh, nah.
Chill out, bro.
Chill.
You know what I'm saying? This is for the kids, bro.
He say he likes the pinky in the bow.
I want to do the recap. I love doing the recap.
Yeah, you going to help me do the recap? In the bow?
You want to help me do the recap?
Let me do the recap.
You going to help do the recap? I'll start it.
Do the recap.
First off, I remember a time when we didn't know shit about our teachers. We barely knew their first name, and all we had to do was do our fucking homework.
And none of them was fucking.
None of them. Next, come on, Dave.
T.I., you ain't funny.
T.I. is not funny.
You fucking, he's a you cuck. Corny.
Wait, what is he? He's a crimacuckanum.
You
do the math, Chop Cheese. He's a crimacuckanum.
You a light-skinned black guy. You ain't never really been through the harsh fucking... Stop it, bro.
And guns. Yeah. Mad guns.
You mad face-skinned.
You did like 2 weeks.
And Luda was clearly the king of the South, in my personal opinion.
And that was on TV, talk about.
Ludacris clearly.
If you see something, you better say something.
Yeah, no, this is how you get slapped on stage. And your wife looks stupid.
You got the ugliest wife.
What's his wife's name?
Tiny.
Tiny, oh my God.
Bitch, you big and small at the same time. And you know what I'm saying? Horse
how
medicine.
How you make it smart at the same time?
Horse medicine. Lice
medicine.
Yeah. Clears
medicine.
She's a Pixar.
Medicine. Alopecia medicine clears like everything.
Lice medicine. Lice medicine.
Mad thick.
Disney's full of a bunch of crimacuckanals. Do your own research.
Crimacuckanals and Disney.
Stop making movies dedicated
is he on Frozen?
Trapping kids.
Facts.
Because you saw the shit came out with the lady I was talking. She saw that shit. She was like, I was putting as much gay shit as possible.
We watching
as I
you,
can.
Disney. We watching you. I'm about to cancel my shit. I'm this close to canceling my shit. I like Star Wars, so I haven't done it.
For
memberships? I'm about to do it.
This
chill.
Guy here.
Finish the wrap up. What was next?
I don't know, bro. You
come
just
on,
Katajani. Stop paying for these motherfuckers.
Jackson Brown. She had the nerve on the stage to say it's been 230 something years since they've elected a black woman to the Supreme Court. What about the one Biden shut down in the 80s or the 90s? Yo, that black woman.
Clown world.
Keep going. What else we got?
Elon Musk.
He put in brain chips and he bought Twitter.
He's not. I don't know. He is the devil's helper.
Shout out to John Dave. He's
shout
going
out
wait,
to
where
John
you at
Dave,
next?
The funniest dude that we know.
Where you at?
Comedy in Harlem every Tuesday.
Comedy in Harlem.
There you go.
You're ready.
Shout out to Shanghai.
Yes, I'm not sure where he was going with
shout
that.
Out to Shanghai. That's
I don't know either.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't know.
That's it, bro.
That's it. Because at the end of the day ends, bro.
The day ends,
Bob. You know what I mean?
Chop Cheese, we love you.
And I'll sit at park benches.
And we're probably never going to get monetized, but it's okay because we do it for the kids.
There's monetization on this channel?
On this,
there's
yeah.
going to be?
YouTube
so.
Offers it, but
protect
to people...
Not to the new CCP.
No, only to the cucks. You know what I mean?
Only to the crimacuckanals. Yeah. And we don't get down. Yeah.
We don't, I ain't on that Hillary shit. We don't support pedos.
We ain't with that.
You know what I mean? Fuck the liberals. Nah, let me stop.
Nah,
that's
we
not
need,
nice.
We, you know,
like
that's
and subscribe.
Nice.
He didn't mean that.
You know what I mean? Tell your friends to like and subscribe. Tell their friends to like and subscribe.
There you go.
They
you
out
know
there
what I mean?
New York. Sign up Democrats and shit.
Teacher tries to teach you about sex. She's trying to fuck you.
There you go.
Your favorite hood opinion piece.
And go and tell your mommy.
Go and tell your mommy.
And if you don't have a mommy, tell your daddy. And if you don't have a daddy, tell whoever's taking care of you. And hopefully it is not another teacher.
Love is not love.
Because then you're just going to be touched.
Don't tell your uncle that's touching you.
If your uncle's touching you, tell mommy. But yo, stop, bro. This is cuckoo shit, bro. We out, bro. We out?
Yeah.
We out.